This is Patricia Furnish for Asheville FM News. Today I'm joined by Sarah Hart. She's the communications manager for ASAP, and that's the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So Sarah, I recently saw some information about farmers markets in Buncombe County, and they're offering year-round local shopping. Can you tell us a little bit about, first of all, what is ASAP?
Yeah, so ASAP is an organization, and our mission is to help local farms thrive, link farmers to markets and supporters, and build healthy communities through connections to local food. So fitting in with that is working with farmers markets. We support about, within in season, we support about 100 markets throughout the Appalachian grown region, which is Western North Carolina and some neighboring states as well. About 10 of those are in Buncombe County and open during sort of the height of the season. But this year, what's very exciting is that, we often have had winter markets or year-round markets, but it does feel like we've got a few more options for them this year than sometimes we've had in the past. So that's an exciting thing. I think year over year, we see more farmers and markets selling into the winter because of the demand that people have for local food, and farmers meet that demand by getting high tunnels or greenhouses, or changing their farming practices so that they can extend the season into the colder months.
I see here that you've got winter months of January to March. Is it any more specific than that as to when the winter month will end in March?
Sure. It varies for, like I said, there's about 10 different markets that operate with different seasons in Buncombe County. ASAP runs one of those markets, the ASAP Farmers Market, which is currently operating at AB Tech. That is formerly Asheville City Market, which was downtown on North Market Street. We moved due to the pandemic to have more space and called it the ASAP Farmers Market at AB Tech. If all goes according to plan, we will be moving back downtown and become Asheville City Market again in April. So that'll be when our winter market will end at the end of March. I think March 26th is that last date. And then the first Saturday in April, that market will open up, in our full season again. Likewise, the River Arts District Farmers Market is at Plebe Urban Winery. They operate there year-round, although when it is the winter markets, they go more inside, and in the summer markets, in the summer and months, they're more of their vendors are outside. I think their winter market technically, I think, ends at the end of April, and it May is when they call it their new season. But since the location is very similar, the line between that isn't super noticeable. So that feels like a market that runs year-round. The Weaverville Tailgate Market did move to a new indoor location for their winter market that they're offering inside the Weaverville Community Center. They, I think, will go back to an outdoor location come April, but sometimes that does change a little bit from year to year. So one thing that ASAP really tries to do is keep putting out press releases and keep putting out updates. And we have a website where you can check all the farmers markets in the region and try to keep that updated as opening dates and locations sometimes shift as markets are finding the right parking lot to be in this year.
SNAP participants can double their dollars at ASAP Farmers Market at AB Tech. Can you tell us a little bit about what is SNAP, and then what is this offer of doubling the dollars?
Yeah, so SNAP is a federal program. It's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It goes by a number of different names. It's been called EBT. It's called food stamps. SNAP is, I think, its primary name as a federal program right now, and that's where people can use SNAP dollars to buy food at grocery stores. And something that ASAP over the past 10 years has really worked to do is help farmers markets be able to accept SNAP. That process, because it is a federal process, sometimes is a little more than what the capacity of a farmers market often, some may be led by a volunteer manager or a part-time manager. Has been difficult to undertake. So ASAP's really helped a lot of farmers markets in the region be able to accept SNAP. And then in the past 2 years, on top of that, we are not the only SNAP incentive program in the region. There are other programs that either have incentives or doubling program, but ASAP was able to institute a double SNAP program at 8 different farmers markets, including the ASAP market in the region. And in the only one of those markets in Buncombe County that is still operating for the winter is ASAP Farmers Market. But Transylvania Farmers Market in Transylvania County is also offering the double SNAP program. They're also a year-round market. So that is another market outside of Buncombe, but in the region where those double SNAP dollars can still use. And that's exactly what it sounds like. Essentially, you go to the market booth and you have $10 on your SNAP card, you get $20 in tokens to spend with the vendors. And that's all covered by, you know, different sources coming in, but it's not the farmers donating that. I feel like that's a very important other aspect of the program, is that it's creating a bigger market and new customers for farmers. It's not cutting into their profits, it's building on their profits and helping them develop those relationships. And lots of SNAP and double SNAP customers become regular shoppers at farmers markets and regular shoppers with the farms. So it's been a really exciting program to have grow exponentially in the last 2 years.
If someone is new to a farmers market shopping experience, because many people may be more used to going into a store, kind of a brick and mortar store, and what is a farmer's market experience like, and why might it be a viable alternative to the habitual kind of going to the grocery store?
Sure. I think that's something that a farmer's market we really see as a community space. A meeting place, a place to meet friends, a place to create relationships with the people who are growing your food. But it is also a place that more and more you can get just about your whole shopping list. I mean, certainly you're not going to find a bag of flour or sugar, but farmers have the amount of variety of what you can buy in our region has grown so much in the past 10 to 20 years. And even in the past few years, I talked about that season extension and farmers really responding to that desire for local food by growing further into the season. So you're going to see, even at these winter markets right now, you're going to see greens like from kale and collards to tender lettuce greens, spinach. You're going to see multiple varieties of that. You're going to see squash. You're going to see sweet potatoes, carrots, turnips, radishes, and then sort of specialty products. You're going to see mushrooms, microgreens. You're going to see meats from everything from, you know, chicken, beef, pork, lamb. You're going to see eggs. Lots of different kinds of cheese, lots of great artisan breads. And then farmers markets are also, we've got lots of vendors selling, you know, prepared food that you can take home, whether that's frozen dumplings, frozen pot pies, or, condiments or spice blends that are usually made with local products. You can treat yourself, buy a donut at the farmers market. You know, there's plenty of sweets and good stuff. There too. So there's a really wide variety. And I think that's a really amazing thing we've seen grow, just grow and grow and grow in our region, is how much you can buy at the farmer's market, and that you really can do a significant portion of your weekly shopping there, depending on, maybe more so in the summer, spring, summer, fall months than in the winter, but still there's an enormous amount of variety at markets now. So you go to a farmer's market, different farmers are set up it, under tents generally for their different tables. We often, I often say to a first time market goer, you know, do a loop, go and kind of look and see what everybody has, and then do your shopping. And there's certainly schools of thought on go and see what you're inspired to buy and then go home and figure out what to do with it, or go with a list and know that you need, you know, some kind of green to make a salad, sometimes a green to cook with into a stew, you know, and then be flexible in terms of like, okay, so you couldn't find butter lettuce, but there's these really tender romaine leaves. So that's sort of my farmer's market shopping tip. Farmers like to talk about their products. So if you don't know what something is, or you don't know what to do with it, ask. Sometimes it's busy. It might be harder to get to them if there's a line, but most farmers at markets tend to be very, very chatty about what they're selling and what they like to do with it.
A farmer's market experience, based on my experiences, can be a little intimidating at first because, again, it's a new environment. Sometimes there's a lot of hustle and bustle, and sometimes, you know, it depends upon the time when you're going, right? And then also it depends upon how much you know about that item or the produce or whatever. You might discover something new and say, I'm not really sure what that is. I need to know more. But it definitely struck me as more interactive. And that's very different from a typical grocery store experience, where really the only time you might interact with somebody in a grocery store is if you can't find something. And so that the farmer's market experience is a completely different paradigm. Could you talk a little bit more about that approach to people buying their produce, their goods, and from flowers to soap? I've seen a range of things that people walk around with, and the interaction with the vendor.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, you're absolutely right. It is so much more of an interactive experience. And that's one of the things that we really like to talk about, is that you are able to develop a relationship with or a knowledge of the person who grows your food. And, you know, that can be true of just one time you asked about something, you know, what is kohlrabi? And the farmer told you, or, you know, if you shop regularly at the farmer's market, you may learn that you like to shop at certain farms because they either have the produce that you want, or you just like, you know, I shopped there and I want to say hi, so I'll buy something again. But that interactive element is, we think, such a motivation for people to understand their food and to want to cook food and feed themselves well. And, you know, we think of farmers markets as such healthy environments, and we don't mean that just because there's lots and lots of vegetables and you're supposed to eat those to be healthy, but because it is a time to think about and get excited about your food and see other people around you being excited about food. Certainly, meeting friends at farmers markets, maybe a little bit less so in the pandemic years, but really thinking about, you know, a farmers market is a place where you can both have a social engagement and get, you know, check off some of your to-do list for the week, because you can get some groceries in a way that maybe you would, but you are less likely to say, can you meet me at Ingles to go do our shopping together? Although maybe. So I think that interactive element, and like you said, that also can be a little bit intimidating, or to if you don't regularly shop at the market, or if it seems like everybody else knows what to do and you don't. So markets have information booths. That's where you would go to get your SNAP tokens if you were getting SNAP tokens. That's also where you can go to just use your credit card to buy tokens if you want to use tokens to shop with individual vendors. Most vendors now, initially, a while back, most vendors would take cash and you had to go to the market table to use your credit card to buy tokens. During the pandemic, most vendors have expanded to also accept cards. So that's a little less of a, but starting your market visit at the market information booth, finding it, which is usually going to be somewhere central within the market, farmers market managers, you know, time allowing, would love to point you in the right direction, or even offer you a tour. Or sometimes there are recipes or produce seasonality cards to let you know what to expect at that market information table. And ASAP tries to provide those resources as well. We write a weekly column on what to expect at tailgate market reports. That's available as a newsletter that ASAP sends, and the Citizen Times generally prints it in their Friday paper. So just giving a sense of what, you know, what markets are open, what they have available, and all of that can kind of demystify a little bit of that initial overwhelm. But I think push past the overwhelm, go to the market information table, do that loop to see what's at the market, and then loop back again to see what you might want to purchase.
It sounds to me like, based on your description, that you probably have people who are regulars and very kind of conversant. And then there may be new folks who would really probably want to do a little research or prep if they can in advance, because that they could either go into, like you said, the Friday edition of the Citizen Times and find out more, or they can go to the information, you used to call it the information table or booth. Sounds like that there's a way to kind of be oriented, because especially if there's a lot of activity, it could be sort of like, whoa, I don't know where to begin. If you've, it, do you have any suggestions about peak times, maybe to as a first time person, when it might be best to go?
Yeah, I think definitely we see, you see a morning rush like with the Saturday. So some markets, some of these markets are weekday afternoon markets. And then there is the Saturday morning market, which is the biggest of the winter markets. So, and it is open because we're staying outdoors. Again, we, because of the pandemic, its hours have shifted back to 10 to 1. So that's actually pretty late for a morning farmer's market. But the idea is to hopefully not have too many freezing day, freezing mornings. It's definitely busy right at 10. Going at 11 can be a little bit slower. The winter markets, because there are fewer of them, that Saturday winter market is a little bit, I think, busier just for its entire 3 hours than an in-season spring market might have much more of a lull the first hour, after the first hour in. I think in the weekday markets are smaller and potentially easier to navigate, although potentially, you know, obviously not having as much available, but that can be a good way to sort of get to know your neighborhood market if that's one that you live near and it's easy for you to stop by after work or after you pick up kids from school or what have you. They can be a little bit less overwhelming just in terms of the sheer number of things that there are and the, you know, number of people walking through and all of that. I will say with the River Arts District Market, and this is something that even I think regular market goers maybe missed when they start doing that indoor winter market, they've got some vendors inside and some vendors outside. So don't miss the produce vendors are inside. Don't miss them.
The idea that the farmers markets are offering year-round local shopping, is this something that was a goal or is this year-round shopping been something that's been happening for years?
I think it's a slow move in that direction. And sort of some years you wouldn't know until you would look back and say, we couldn't do that 10 years ago. And I think that's not necessarily pandemic driven. I mean, ASAP certainly works to build markets and create more markets in which farmers can sell. So create, you know, pushing consumer and community interest in buying that local food is always a goal of ASAP's. But I think a lot of things have worked together in our region to make this really great local food system where the community clearly has developed and been pushed into a desire to do this local food shopping. And so in turn, farmers have, not all farmers, but many farmers have found ways to grow year round so that they can supply that demand. And I think, yeah, so I think there's both of those things are definitely, it's supply and demand working over time, but definitely very visible, I would say, in the last like 3 or 4 years where there is much more available in the winter than there has been in the past.
And what about prices? Are these the prices at farmers markets? How do they compare with, for example, prices in a grocery store or people go to discount food grocery stores?
Yeah. And it varies. We've done some, you know, periodically we'll do sort of secret shopper reports where we try to compare, you know, what is the price of, you know, these 10 products at a variety of grocery stores, maybe an Ingles, a Whole Foods and a, you know, and something else. And then what is that at the farmer's market? And we find a lot of things are less expensive at the farmer's market, especially produce type things, vegetables, you know, but there's less packaging, they haven't moved, there's just less there. So those can be a really good deal. I mean, other things like meat are much more expensive because raising meat locally and not, you know, playing, you know, going into the big meat system is much more expensive. So that's a place where, you know, you sort of decide what your value set is and maybe you eat less meat. Yeah. So I think you will see a variety. You'll absolutely see things that are less expensive than they would be in the grocery store. And you'll see things that are more expensive in the grocery store. And I mean, that's something we've definitely seen with the Double SNAP program is people talking about how they can stretch, you know, because of the Double SNAP program, they can stretch their meals so much more, or they can eat meat they feel good about because they have that doubling option.
I've been speaking with Sarah Hart. Sarah's the communications manager for ASAP, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project. We've been talking about the winter farmers markets here in Buncombe County. Sarah, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Enjoyed talking to you.